Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Hello and welcome in. Lansing Lugnuts baseball is on the air. Today, the Lansing Lugnuts and the Great Lakes Loons get things going in a six-game series. Adam Jax is on the MILB TV call. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. The Lugnuts looking to build upon victories in each of the games over the weekend against the Dayton Dragons, the first-place team in the East Division. Now they take on the 18-17 Great Lakes Loons. Right above them in the standings, another team that the Lugnuts are battling atop the East here in the second half. The lineups have been exchanged at home plate, and here's what those lineups say. Let's begin with the Lansing Lugnuts, as made out by Craig Conklin, leading things off today. And right in left field, that's Danny Bautista Jr. Batting second, the center fielder Ryan Lasko. Heading third, the right fielder Jared Dickey. Batting cleanup at first base, Will Simpson. Heading fifth, the third baseman, Luke Mann. Batting sixth, the DHing, it's Nate Nankill. Heading seventh at second base, TJ Schofield Sam. Batting eighth, switch hitting catcher, Cole Kahn. And then rounding off the order, it's Casey Yamauchi, the shortstop. That's Danny Bautista Jr., Lasko and Dickey, Simpson, Mann and Nankill, Schofield Sam, Kahn, Yamauchi. But the Lugnuts coming into play today. The Lansing record here in the second half, 17-19, 49-52 for the year. Now on the other side, your Great Lakes Loons starting lineup is as follows. As made out by Jair Fernandez. The Loons lead off with Dylan Campbell in right field. Batting second, the first baseman, Kyle Nevin. Hitting third, left fielder, Josue DePaula. Batting fourth, the cleanup hitter is Sam Mangeli, the third baseman. Heading fifth, catcher Nelson Quiros. Batting sixth, shortstop Jordan Thompson. Heading seventh, it's Jesus Galiz, the DH. Batting eighth, at second base, Sean McClain. Rounding off the order, in center field, Jake Vogel for the Loons. That's Campbell, Nevin, DePaula, Mangeli, Quiros, Thompson, Galiz, McClain, and Vogel. They support a right-hander in Peyton Martin. They take on the Lugnuts right-hander, Jake Garland. The Lugnuts are wearing their black uniforms. Road gray pants, road gray caps with the black bills. On the other side, the Loons are wearing their home white uniform with the red numerals and the red caps. And with that, it is time for us to send it down to the field for the national anthem.
And join Navy veteran second-class machinist mate Rocky Dowell as he honors America with our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the barrel of light
It's showtime from Midland, Michigan. Downtown Midland, not all that far away from the Tridge, home of the Great Lakes Loons, and the Dodgers High A affiliate. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here. Adam Jackson, the neighboring booth, currently calling the MILB TV broadcast. The Great Lakes Loons lineup as follows. Let's begin in the infield. The catcher, Nelson Quiros. At first base, Kyle Nevin. Second baseman is Sean McClain. At shortstop, Jordan Thompson. And at third base, Sam Mancelli. In left field, Josue De Paula. Yeah, there you go. Center field, Vogel. Right field, Dylan Campbell. To support the right-hander, Peyton Martin today. Our home plate umpire is Stone Garver. Our field umpire is Isabella Robb. First time for the Lugnut seeing this umpiring crew. Game number 37 of the second half. Game number 102 overall. And the Nuts 28th season in the Midwest League. Tuesday, August the 6th, 2024. About an hour and a half drive. A little bit to the north, a little bit to the east. Just take 127. We're all set to go. It is 7.04 p.m. Peyton Martin deals to Danny Bautista Jr. Hands over the head, pitch on its way. Up and in, ball one. Close shave Barbasol. Underway 1 minute early. Be careful there, Danny. Martin throws. Fouled up and away, right side. Righty, righty. Shadow stretching a third of the way from the home plate circle to the mound. Difficult hitting conditions. The deal. Fastball called a strike on the inside corner. One ball and two strikes. Bautista Jr. for a second straight day, batting leadoff instead of Johnny Butler. Martin tosses. Reached out, he poked it foul out of the screen, then down out of the Great Lakes dugout. Ryan Lasko waits on deck. Then after Lasko, Jared Dickey. Here's the pitch. Chopper pushed towards short. Thompson attacks, gloves, throws on the run. He's safe at first base. Bautista Jr. beats out the infield single. First batter of the ball game, and the Lugnuts have a runner. Now Ryan Lasko. No score, just underway. Gotta drive through a lot of farmland to get here. Farmland and wilderness. Bautista Jr. a threat to run. Righty to righty, Martin's pitch. Lasko takes a called strike. Right at the knees. Black bat in hand. Lifts it up over his right shoulder. Small concentric circle. Pitch down and away. No throw by Quiros, checking in with Bautista Jr. Danny scrambled back into first base on his belly just in case. Wind is blowing steadily left to right across the field. Pickoff throw. Safe. Not cut by the first baseman, Nevin. Earlier this year, the Lugnuts played a six-game series here in Great Lakes. Won four out of the six games. Here it comes. Lasko, it's a high fly but foul. Soaring out of play off to the right. Out onto the grassy berm. And then at the top of it, a high hop up beyond Lou E. Loon's playground, Louie's lookout, where a kid chases it down. One ball and two strikes on Lasko. It was on the same spot that Bautista Jr. beat out his infield single. No score. Nobody out. The pitch. Lasko grounds to shortstop. Thompson gloves. Underhand to second. And it's dropped there. Isabella Robb does rule that McClain did get the force out of Bautista Jr. That the drop occurred on the transfer for McClain, who was already thinking ahead about a potential double play. One away. Last go on at first for Jared Dickey. No score in the ballgame. Throw over the tag. He's out. Ryan Lasko picked off by Martin. He disagreed with that call by Isabella Robb. Back to the third base side dugout for Lasko. Two outs, nobody on, no score. Martin's first pitch to Jared Dickey out of the full windup. Strike called on the off speed. Righty to lefty. Down low. One ball, one strike. Dickey had the fabulous homestand after being acquired by the A's via trade with the Royals. Reached base in every game that he played. A 1-1. That's a little high. Two balls and a strike. Hitters got here. Dickey finished up 9 for 20 against Dayton. Plus a walk and a hit by pitch. The deal. Strike called at the letters. 2-2. Fastball right now, 91 miles an hour for Peyton Martin. Looks to face the minimum. Put a zero up there in the top of the first. Shortstop Thompson's up the middle. Martin's pitch. Down and in, nearly hit him. Tried the breaking ball. Full count on Dickey. Will Simpson waits on deck. And Jared Dickey reached base again. Here's the payoff. Outside ball four. He is on again. He has reached base all six games that he has played with Lansing.
Batting for Lansing was the first base number 10, Will Simpson.
And now Will Simpson. And Lansing's 5-3 win on Sunday. He knocked in three runs. RBI double in the first inning, two-run single in the second. Here in the first inning, he takes a called strike. The off-speed from Peyton Martin. Shadow right now about halfway to the pitcher's mound. No score, two outs. Right-hander to right-hander. Line drive, center field, base hit beyond the second baseman McLean. Dickey takes the turn. On his way for third, a throw-in hits Dickey. And then it rebounds off the bases umpire, Rob. Or I should say, off the home plate umpire, Garver, who is out there hustling away from the plate to have a look at the play. But as it was, it's a single for Will Simpson. And Dickey, with the astute, aggressive base running, has put runners at the corners. With that, here comes pitching coach David Anderson. We have seen single, fielder's choice, walk, single. And so even though Martin is one out away from a scoreless inning, he has not been sharp to open up the ballgame. That last pitch, that's off speed over the outer third. And there's Will Simpson simply extending his arms and ripping it back up through the middle. The long reach of Simpson. And with Luke Mann, we know. Now, if he times one up, the Lugnuts could take the lead in a hurry. Now, Mann in the series against the Dayton Dragons just concluded was 3-for-21. He did knock in five runs. He did have a big three-run homer. No score, two outs. Righty to lefty. At the letters for a called strike. Peyton Martin sets, throws. Strike two called, outside corner. 91 miles an hour on the fastball. Nate Nankill waits on deck. It is windy. It's gusting. Man takes down low, knocked down by Kiros. Simpson away from first. Dickey away from third. Martin to Mann. 1-2. Very high, just to see if anything was happening. Nothing was happening. Return that ball right back to Peyton Martin. 2 balls and 2 strikes with 2 outs. And there's already going to be action up in the Great Lakes pen because of all the pitches that Martin has had to throw. The break even. Mann takes high. Ball 3. So strike 1, strike 2, and then 3 straight of missed. Martin right now is unofficially at 23 pitches. Throw over to first, safe the call. Nate Nankill is on deck. Martin nods yes to a sign from Kiros. Fires over to first, Simpson is safe. It is a very quick move and a move that he is proud of. And use that quick pickoff move to get the Lugnuts, Ryan Lasko, for the second out of the inning. He deals, Simpson runs, the pitch is high, and it's ball 4. It's his second walk, and the bases are loaded with Lugnuts. Here's Nate Nankill. And the pitch count continues to rise. Martin, a deep breath, hands over his head, full wind. A balk was called by the bases umpire, Isabella Robb. Martin can't believe it. Goes right over to Isabella to explain to her what was going on. She called it midway through the windup. Dickey awarded home. Will Simpson moves over to third. Luke Mann up to second. And Jair Fernandez is going to need this explained to him. Kyle Nevin came over from first base. Guillermo Kiros, or I should say Nelson Kiros, the catcher, asked for a word. Jair Fernandez is now talking with the home plate umpire, Stone Garver. Isabella Robb just ejected somebody from the game. And let's see who this is. I think she just ejected the starting pitcher, Peyton Martin, from this ball game. She had told him that was enough. He said one more thing, and he's done. Now Jair Fernandez has it out. We are not even 3 outs in the contest. It's the first game worked by this umpiring crew with the Lugnuts. I need to check if it's their first game with the Loons. David Anderson, the pitching coach, is taking up his pitcher's case with the home plate umpire, Garver. This all stemmed from the bases umpire, Robb, calling the balk on Martin. On the bright side for the Loons, as Martin flips the baseball to catcher Kiros, the Loons were already warming up a pitcher in the bullpen. So this is not going to be absolutely cold. But this is remarkable. The Loons starting pitcher ejected with second and third. The Lugnuts lead 1-0 on the run scoring balk. 2 outs in the top of the first inning. Isabella Robb had told Peyton Martin that was enough. She had given him the warning. Now Stone Garver is checking and saying, hey, you want that pitcher? Is that the pitcher you want? Yeah, come on in. Enough warm-up pitches. As they were trying to slide in as many as they could down to the bullpen. Well, if you wanted a nice normal baseball game, you're not going to get it. Where do we go from here? Wow. So the loons turn to Brandon Neek, the left-hander, the former Virginia Cavalier. Lugnuts have seen plenty of Neek this year. A 3.47 ERA through 46 and two-thirds innings. 19 walks, 51 strikeouts, only three home runs allowed. And the league batting just 182 against him. He's been highly effective. This, though, an unusual circumstance. Neek at 6'1", 205 pounds. Called into the ballgame in the top of the first inning due to the ejection of the Loons starting pitcher, Hayden Martin. 1-0 Lugnuts looking for more. Will Simpson at third base, Luke Mann at second, Nate Nankill the batter. Hayden Martin, starting pitcher, went to a full windup on his first pitch to Nate Nankill. And my guess is that Isabella Robb did not think that he had come to a complete stop. And with runners on base, you have to come to a complete stop as a pitcher. And she did not see one, hence she called the balk. She did exactly as you were taught to do. She shouted it out as soon as she saw it. And Peyton Martin was not thrilled, to put it mildly. So where do you want to go from here? DH Nate Nankill bats from the right side. Mann at second, Simpson at third, 1-0 Lugnuts, two outs. Infield plays back, outfield straight up, lefty to righty. That's a ball low. Fastball from Neek to start things off. Shadows are now, call it about 80% of the way to the mound. Neek from the sunlight. Flied foul off the right side. One ball, one strike on Nankill. Out of Cal State Fullerton, born in San Diego. Played six games with the Lugnuts, joining them for last week's series against Dayton. Reached base in all six, hit safely in all six. Here's the pitch. Strike two called. Slider from Neek. Nankill windmills the bat. Now waggles it up and down above his right shoulder. The pitch buried and blocked by Quiros. Two balls and two strikes. First base is open. The man on deck is TJ Schofield Sam. A 2-2. Way outside. Full count for Nankill. Mann walks away from second. Simpson a couple of steps away from third. 3-2 pitch with two outs. 1-0 Nuts. Here it is. Nankill fouls it back. Thing for Nate. 7 for 23 against Dayton, so a 304 batting average, but all seven of those hits were singles. It's not going to stay that way for long. He also drew three walks, so the OBP was 385. That's fine. He knocked in two runs. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Neek strikes him out with a changeup. Side retired. And after all of that, 18 minutes. The Lugnuts score one run on two hits and two walks. And the Loons had to use two pitchers because of the ejection. We'll see the Lugnuts pitcher, Jake Garland, when we return. Lugnuts 1, Great Lakes coming up.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
So here's the thing. No Adam Jaxa today, but he is here in Midland. He's directly to my right. I'll wave to him right now. There he is. Adam is on the MILB TV call. Brad Tunney, the voice of the Loons, contracted COVID. So Adam is pinch broadcasting. The Lugnuts are leading 1-0. Jake Garland's first pitch swung at and missed, strike one by Dylan Campbell. A balk in on the top half of the first inning. The right-hander Garland lets it fly, and Campbell takes a called strike two, as issued by Stone Garver. It is Campbell, Nevin, and DePaula. 1-2-3 hitters in the Loons' order. Garland rocks and throws. A chopper pulled on the left side. Third baseman Mann picks it off, throws to first. He's out. One away. So 1-0 Lansing. A lovely sort of situation for Jake Garland, the Miami Hurricane. Now deals to the first baseman, Kyle Nevin. Here's the pitch. That's right in there for a called strike. Peyton Martin called for the balk, then ejected by the base's umpire, Rob. Loons already into the bullpen. Lugnuts already leading 1-0. The pitch, Nevin bounces it, weakly foul left side. Jake Garland has thrown five pitches, all of them strikes. 0-2 on Campbell, 0-2 on Nevin. Righty to righty, the pitch. Again, a weak tapper foul to the left. The Lansing defense features Cole Kahn catching. Luke Mann is at third, Casey Yamauchi at shortstop. TJ Schofield-Sam is at second, and Will Simpson at first. Garland with the glove up, hiding his face. Black socks pulled up high. A nod, a kick, a pitch. Fastball outside. Danny Bautista Jr. plays left field. Jared Dickey plays right field. Ryan Lasko in between them in center. He's played center field every single day since joining the Lugnuts from Stockton. 1-2. Buried. Nevin takes ball two. Kyle Nevin comes in hitting 227 through 92 games. There's the pitch. A ground ball sizzling up the middle. The shortstop got his hand on it, but Casey Yamauchi could not stop it from getting into center. And a base hit for Nevin. A one-out single for the Loons. There's Josue DePaula. ...19-year-old native of Brooklyn. A one-on, one-out, 1-0 Nuts. He takes ball one inside. The remarkable thing about DePaula so far has been his plate discipline. Just a lot of walks. Garland pitches. Down and in, 2-0. Through 24 games, DePaula is hitting just 192. He only has two home runs. One against Lansing. But he has 24 walks, He's drawing one walk per game. The pitch. Drilled out to left field. Batista Jr. comes in. Makes a diving catch. And back to first base goes Nevin. Danny Batista Jr. pulls off another wonder. Two outs. The cleanup hitter, Sam Mancelli. Lugnuts 1, Loons nothing. Luke Mann comes in from third. Here's the pitch. Down and away, ball 1. Schofield Sam, the second baseman, a couple of steps to his right. A couple of steps away from first base for Kyle Nevin. The pitch. Mancelli takes a called strike. 1-1. Peanut butter and Mancelli. Now Sam comes in hitting just 240. 5 home runs this year. Garland delivers. Runner takes off. Pitch fouled away. Nevin will have to come back to first base. It is a new-look Loons lineup because the Loons have made a number of changes entering play today. One thing, Chris Newell and Noah Miller were promoted up to Double-A. The 1-2, Mancelli fouls it off again. For another thing, Luis Fernandez was released. For a third thing, they added a couple of new players. You'll hear about them coming up. And Jesus Galiz and Sean McClain. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball at the third base side, but foul, wide of the bag. Hello, Lansing, Michigan. Thank you for tuning in and keeping me company. Hello, South Bend. Hello to Leanne Cook. Lugnuts lead 1-0, bottom of the first inning. Garland is looking for the final out, looking to strand Nevin. That's a 1-ball, 2-strike pitch. Fly ball down the right side, but foul. We'll do it again. That ball is bouncing around the playground. Mancelli against Garland. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Down and away. Mancelli badly fooled. And that first strikeout for Garland is the final out of the first inning. Single stranded. The Lugnuts lead the Loons 1-0 as we go to the second from Dow Diamond.
Today's world is hectic, and sometimes as parents, we need a little help. And we get it. Our kids prefer to hang out with their digital babysitter, where social media is their best friend. Companies like TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube promise entertainment and connection, but spread isolation and despair. To them, our kids are just dollar signs. For hours a day, social media sells our children's minds to the highest bidder, no matter the human cost. We would never let a real-life babysitter introduce our kids to racists, conspiracy theorists, or women haters. We wouldn't let a babysitter show our children violence or give them drugs. But social media companies do this every day, making billions of dollars by feeding our kids content that damages their mental health and self-esteem. So before we hand our kids off to the digital babysitter, just remember that social media is addictive and profitable by design. These companies don't care and Congress won't act, so it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are fighting for change to make sure someone holds these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
A lovely night in Dow Diamond. It is 73 degrees in Midland, Michigan. Now it's windy, so maybe you might need a jacket as the night goes on. The Lugnuts lead 1-0 as we open up the second. The pitch to TJ Schofield Sam bends across the inside corner on a called strike one from the lefty Brandon Neek. Neek came out of the bullpen to relieve Peyton Martin, the ejected Loon starter in the first inning. He deals. Down and away. Yanked it. And Neek struck out Nate Nankill with a full count pitch, ending the first, stranding two Lugnuts on. Nuts did score a run, the balk call that led to Martin's ejection. Schofield Sam followed by Kanan Yamauchi, 7-8-9. Lefty to lefty. Line drive, right field. Dylan Campbell makes the catch to his left. One away.
Batting for Lane City, catcher number 5, Cole Kahn.
This morning, as the Lugnuts were leaving Jackson Field, they were greeted with a full breakfast, as set out for them by the Lugnuts Booster Club. It was wonderful. French toast sticks, sausages, scrambled eggs. The pitch to Cole Kahn. Strike called on the outside corner. Couple of the Lugnuts Booster Club then followed the team up here to Midland. Carol and Marcia here right behind the dugout cheering on the Nuts. Up 1-0. The pitch. Kahn fouls it away right side. Strike two. Leanne Cook checking in via email. jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com. Back home after this morning here in Lansing, Michigan. The guy's super appreciative. And me too. I filled up a full tray as well. A wonderful breakfast to send the team off to Midland, Michigan. Here's the pitch. Kahn hits a fly ball to right field. Dylan Campbell again. The ball finds him. Slices right out there to him. Two outs. So big, big gratitude to the Booster Club. Especially with all of the new Lugnuts having joined the team, get to introduce them to the Booster Club, introduce the Booster Club to them, show them how much the Booster Club does for the team. Casey Yamauchi lined the first pitch foul to the right. Off to the concourse, strike one. Number 9, hitter in the order. 1-0 Lugnuts in the second. Neek looks for a perfect frame. Here it comes. Down and away. Casey Yamauchi against Dayton was 4-for-16. The pitch up and away. That after a 4-for-18 series against West Michigan. So his batting average has dropped down to 250. You'd figure there are some more hits coming. He's just too good with the bat-to-ball skills. Two outs, nobody on. The 2-1 pitch. Ball three outside. Only 7 strikeouts and 7 walks for Casey through his 34 games with the Nuts since getting called up from Stockton. Starting at shortstop today. Top of the order to follow. The pitch. Ball 4 down and away. And now he has walked more than he has struck out. A 2-out base runner for the Nuts. Here's Danny Bautista Jr. The pitch up and away. Danny is 1-for-1 with a single. Runner takes off. The pitch called the strike. A throw down to second base. Hops into center field. But Yamauchi is going to stay right there. Stolen base of second for Casey. His 11th steal in 12 attempts. One ball and one strike on Danny. One nothing Lugnuts. Lefty to righty. The pitch from Neek. Up and away. Two balls and a strike on Danny Bautista Jr. Hitters count. And with a base hit, with a single, the Lugnuts will add to their lead. We'll double it, as a matter of fact. Here's the hitter's pitch. A unique miss down and in. Three balls and one strike. What a great hitter's count this is right now. Neek looks back. Lets it fly. Low for ball four. That is back-to-back walks given out by Neek. So, Yamauchi, not unique. And the pitching coach, David Anderson, the fastest pitching coach in the Midwest League, jogs out to the mound. We are 10 days away from Superhero Night at Jackson Field. And there's a giveaway right now to win epic prizes, to quote Lugnut Social Media, combining the best of both worlds. Oh, the Lugnuts contests. MILB.com/Lansing/fans/contests. Just go to fans, click on contests, and enter in for a super fan pack. One Lugnuts Adventures mashup baseball hat, one pair of Black Panther socks, five different comic books, a team autograph poster, and more. The pitch to Ryan Lasko. Swing and a miss, strike one. You'll get four tickets to Superhero Night on August the 16th. So enter right now, the MILB.com/Lansing/fans contests. Lasko takes a ball inside. Maybe you will win that Super Marvel prize pack. Team autograph poster. Four tickets. The baseball cap and more. The pitch from Neek. Lasko, it's a high fly out to right center field. Dylan Campbell, though, has it well measured. Now the right fielder makes the catch, fading back to his right. It caught all three outs at the top of the second. Now the two walks are stranded. We go to the bottom of the second inning. 1-0 Lansing leading in Great Lakes.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Vince Petronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Lugnuts have stranded two runners on the bases in each of the first two innings. Left runners at second and third in the first. First and second in the second. Already, Lansing has two hits and four walks and lead 1-0. Jake Garland opens up the bottom of the second inning with ball one outside to Nelson Quiros, the left-handed hitting catcher. The righty Garland kicks and throws. Ball two outside. There's a called strike. A 2-1. Down and in. 3 balls, 1 strike on Quiros. Garland to the plate. Chopper pulled on the right side, but foul. Kyros Thompson-Galdiz. Five, six, seven batters. Loons down 1-0. Here it is. Up high. And Garland has walked the first batter of the inning.
That's a great song. Holmes walks the room. Bang, friendly Loons. Shortstop number 20, Jordan Thompson.
So now here's Jordan Thompson. The pitch, down and away, ball one. Clear skies above, only clouds to be seen are way off in the distance. Very short lead at first for Kyros. And the pitch, down and in. The wind is right now gusting in, gusting. Anything hit in the air. Well, now the wind is gusting out to right field. Gotta keep a close eye on that wind. Here's the pitch, inside. Garland does not quite look sharp right now. Let's it fly. There's a called strike. 3-1 on Thompson. Thompson with a dark brown mustache, stretching right over his upper lip. Second baseman Schofield Sam up the middle. The pitch. Strike two called. Right now it's Schofield Sam, the second baseman, and the three outfielders who are in the sunlight. Here's the pitch. A fly ball out to right field. Jared Dickey makes the catch. And back to first goes Kyros. One away for Jesus Galiz, who takes a ball low. Nelson Kyros at first base, one gone. Lugnuts leading 1-0. Garland sets and throws. Swing and a foul tip. 1-1. I tell you, that'll teach me to have some trail mix in between innings. Everything that can get caught in your throat, and then does. Here comes the 1-2. On its way. Down and away. You think that you're safe to enjoy a quick bite to eat. And then you get to talking. And then you find out maybe you're not as safe as you thought. Sean McClain waiting on deck. Galdiz waits, the pitch, swing and a miss. Garland strikes him out. Now there's two away in the second. Sean McClain now. As Garland looks for a second consecutive scoreless inning. And the pitch. A ground ball scorched up the middle into center field. A base hit. Akiro stops at second. A single. Yeah. Turned around the first pitch fastball from Garland. So now here are the Loons with a chance to tie the game. Lugnuts are leading 1-0 on a first inning run scoring balk by the ejected Peyton Martin. What a great chance for the Loons. With Jake Vogel batting. Righty to righty. Strike called with the knuckle curveball. Vogel, the number 9 hitter in the order. He's hitting just 178. Garland lets it fly. Fouled away right side. Strike 2. Well, the Loons left a runner at first base in the first inning. The Lugnuts have already stranded 4. Can Garland strand 2 more? Let's see what he goes to on 0-2. The pitch. Fouled off at home. Not held on to by Khan. So we have seen a ton of base runners. This ball game is 45 minutes in. And we're in the bottom of the second inning. We are going slow. Garland's pitch. Up high. Could not get him to chase. 1-2. And Dylan Campbell waiting on deck. The Loons leadoff hitter. Garland looks back. Lets it rip. Inside, Vogel tried to get hit by that pitch. It was another knuckle curve from Garland. 2-2. At first base, McLean, who singled. At second base, Quiros, who led off the inning with a walk. Garland looks at Quiros. His pitch. Line drive base in the left center field. Windmill for Quiros around third. Ryan Lasko's thrown to the plate. A little late. Quiros slides in safely. The RBI is singled by Vogel, and we're tied up 1-1. McLean to second. Jake Vogel's 21st RBI of the year. So the Lugnuts don't take advantage. Leave runners at second and third in the first inning. Leave runners at first and second in the second inning. And the Loons given their first real opportunity with 2 outs and a runner on. McLean and Vogel, the 8-9 hitters, go back-to-back with singles. That prompts a visit by Don Scholze, the pitching coach. Dylan Campbell. Garland looks back at McLean. Deals. Strike called on the outside corner. Campbell earlier this year, back on May the 9th at Dow Diamond, held hitless by Garland. Righty to righty. Down and away. Tie game 1-1. On that occasion, the Loons only scored 2 runs off of Garland. A Chris Newell homer. The pitch. Low and away. 2-1. And with that, there is some action now in the Loons bullpen. I should say, the Lugnuts bullpen, where C.J. Rodriguez has gone down. Two out. The pitch. That's a line drive out into left center for a base hit. McLean around third. He's going to score. Authon to third base. Swipe tag missed by Mann. Vogel's in there safely. RBI single for Campbell. And the Loons lead 2-1. That is now three consecutive two-out singles. McLain, Vogel, and Campbell bring up Kyle Nevin. Righty to righty. Runner takes off from first. Pitch outside. Throw down to second. The tag. No serve. Campbell the steal. Feet first. Stolen base number 33 of the year. Well, last time out for Jake, he only went 2 2/3 innings against Dayton, allowing 6 hits and 3 runs. Actually, hang on. This pitch missed down and away. Let me correct that for Jake Garland. Last time out, 4 innings, 7 hits, and 7 runs against Dayton. They knocked him around. Second and third, 2 runs in. The pitch down low, 3 balls and 0 strikes to Kyle Nevin. Yeison Sanchez is warming up in the Lugnuts pen. Things are going in the wrong direction for Garland. That pitch count is skyrocketing. 2 outs. First base open. And the 3-0 is inside for ball 4. Oh boy. So 2-1 loons, bases loaded. Josueta Paola swings and misses. Strike one. Paola lined out to left field. Diving catch Danny Bautista Jr. in the first inning. Here in the second, the deal. Down low. Crucial moment in this game. Can Jake Garland strand the bases loaded? Can he get the 19-year-old to Paola? Righty to lefty. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball 2. Hitters count now. Garland throws. Strike 2 called. Brought the knuckle curve in at the letters. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vogel at third, Campbell at second, Nevin at first. Campbell runs very well. I look back at him. Then the pitch. Down low. Knocked down by Kahn. And you're not going to get the teenager to swing at that. His plate discipline has been too good. Batting average is 190. Teams have gotten him out by challenging him in the zone. But now with the full count, all those runners will be in motion. And Apollo swings and misses. The knuckle curve strikes him out, and Garland is out of the massive jam. The Loons scored 2, but they could have had more. 3 hits, 2 walks, 3 left. And let's go to the third from Down Diamond. Loons 2, Lugnuts 1.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe, and you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball,
Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
What a job by Jake Garland to get out of the bases loaded jam in the second inning with a strikeout on the top Dodgers prospect, Josue De Paula. By the way, I learned my lesson. No trail mix getting eaten there in between innings. Can't have anything stuck in the craw. Well, 2-1 Loons. Loons scored two in the second for the lead. And the lefty Brandon Eek throws to left-handed hitting Jared Dickey. He bunts it, pushed up the third base side. It's perfect. Glove by Mangelli, who eats it. Like a person might eat some trail mix, that kind of stuff. Bingle Jared Dickey on for a second straight time. He has been outstanding. He's been a winning ball player since he's joined the Lugnuts in every conceivable facet. Will Simpson now, Luke Mann on deck. Runner on for the mid of the order. The pitch, Simpson takes a called strike. Will singled to center field his first time. Luke Mann, the man on deck, walked his first time. They were stranded. Dickey was balked in. A throw over by Neek, and Dickey back in standing. Brandon Neek has pitched well. Struck out Nate Nankill to leave the runners in the first. Walked two in the second, but left them two. Neek to Simpson in 0-1. Rides outside. Yason Sanchez was warming up in the bottom of the second inning with Jake Garland's pitch count rising and the Loons threatening. Sanchez was down in the dugout for a little bit, just jogged back to the pen. Second throw to first base. Dickey back in standing. Jared Dickey, no steals so far with Lansing. 8 stolen bases earlier this year with Quad Cities before the Royals traded him to the A's. The pitch, Simpson takes the ball low. Fastball missing from Neek. Every time I'm saying Neek, it makes me think of Dominique Wilkins. That was his nickname. Neek, N-E-E-C-K. 2-1, hitter's pitch. Down low, outside. 3-1 on Simpson. For Lansing, Danny Bautista Jr. has reached twice, single and a walk. Dickey has reached twice, single and a walk. Simpson the single, man the walk. 3-1, Dickey runs. Pitch called a strike, a throw down to second base. The tag, he's out. Tagged out on his back by second baseman McLean. And Jared Dickey is 0-1 and trying to steal bases for the Nuts. Thrown out by Quiros. One away. Simpson, meanwhile, sees the count go to 3-2. Payoff pitch from Neek. Fly ball, left center field. There's room out there. De Paula over, cuts it off from left. And there's two away. Will just did not catch it flush. So from a runner on and nobody out to two out, nobody on, Luke Mann takes ball one inside. Red Lakes 2, Lansing 1. Brandon Neek is doing something out of the Loons' pen. Big time relief. Let's it fly. Mann fouls it back off the top of the screen. Otherwise, that might have had our name on it. One ball, one strike on Luke. Lefty, lefty. The pitch went around too far, badly fooled as it came down and away. One ball and two strikes. Breaking ball taken low. 2-2. Nate Nankill on deck. Man batting fifth in the order. Lucky number 13. The pitch. Fouled straight back. And he hangs tough. 2-1 looms. With one swing, man, could tie this game. The pitch, breaking ball, hooks, and Burkholz, strike three. Sign retired. As we move to the bottom of the third inning, Loons lead 2-1.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will.i.am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. So learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Not today. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here with you. The full game with Adam Over calling MILB TV for an absent Loons broadcast team. Mangeli Quiros-Thompson, the Loons 4-5-6 batters against the Lugnuts right-hander Jake Garland. We're waiting for Jair Fernandez, the Loons manager, making his way up the third base side. 2-1 Loons. One in the first for the Nuts, two in the second inning for the Loons. The pitch. Garland starts things off with a called strike to Mangeli. Mangeli earlier this year, he wouldn't have hit cleanup. The deal. Hit up in the air, but down the right side and fell. No balls and two strikes. Big moves made today in the Dodgers organization. Big, big moves. Here's the pitch. Down and away. One ball and two strikes. The Tulsa Drillers promoted Dalton Rushing and Alex Freeland up to AAA. The deal? Low and outside. Two balls, two strikes to Mangeli. Strikeout swinging his first time up. Rushing and Freeland were replaced on the AA Tulsa roster by the Great Lakes starting shortstop Noah Miller and their starting first baseman, their outfielder Chris Newell. Break even. Chopper down toward third. Man attacks. Bare hands throws. The one hop backhand pick by Simpson too late. Safe at first base, Sam Mangeli. Luke Mann did everything he could. So now Nelson Quiros. The players who came up to Great Lakes to replace Miller and Newell. As the pitch is grounded through the left side, a base hit. And up to second base goes Mangeli. Quiros a single. Back-to-back singles. First and second, nobody out. Loons already leading 2-1 and looking for more against Garland. The Loons received Jesus Scalise and Sean McLean from the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes in the Single-A California League. The number 7 and 8 hitters in their order today. Here's Jordan Thompson starting at shortstop for Noah Miller. 2-1 Loons. Righty to righty. Garland misses down and in, ball one. Thompson flat out to right field his first time. More action in the Lansing pen. Yeison Sanchez. Here's the pitch from Garland. Inside corner, strike call. Quiroz at first, not the fastest of runners, but Mongelli is a burner at second. Mongelli's dancing. The pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball and two strikes on Thompson. Thompson's hitting only 228 coming into play today. Does not walk a lot. Does strike out. Fine defender. Good speed. The pitch to him. Swing and a miss. Garland strikes him out. And Jake Garland has struck out four. They're 2 1/3 innings. One away. With that, Craig Conklin's going to the pen. Yes, on Sanchez comes on. For Garland. How about this move? Jake right now is at 67 pitches, 39 strikes, 28 missed the zone. Yeah, on Sanchez. Let's see. The Loons have received outstanding relief from Brandon Neek. Were the early call for the Loons. That call came in the first inning. The Lugnuts, though, Sanchez in the third inning. Yeson this year, a 2-5 record, a 7.93 ERA. 71 in 36 and 1/3 innings. He's allowed 53 hits and 40 runs. League batting 346 against him. 29 walks, three of them intentional walks, and 31 strikeouts. So from number 40 on the mat, Garland. Jake Garland, he go from a 260-pounder toward 300 pounds. To Sanchez, who is 165 pounds or thereabouts. Yeah, so 6'2", Garland 6'5". But both of them are sinker ballers. Yeah, so his nickname on the team, Why? When they had Chen Cheng Ao Juan, they called him Z. Looking back over Yeison Sanchez's recent outings. Last time out against the Dayton Dragons, he allowed a home run to start. Then a hit and a couple of walks, but only just the one run. Here he comes in looking for a double play ball. 2-1 Loons, last of the third. 2-1, one out. On the first offering, line into right field. Jesus Galiz, a base hit. Sam Mongelli's around to score. The throw comes into second base where Nelson Quiroz is stopped. RBI single for Galiz. 3-1 Loons. First pitch that he received from Sanchez. Now Sean McClain, the second baseman. Right-hander against right-hander. Two in the second, one so far in the third for the Loons. All runs charged to the starter Garland. The pitch from Yeison Sanchez. Strike called. Started him at the letters. Here's the 0-1. High fly, shallow right. Jared Dickey in down the line, makes the catch, and the runners head back. Two outs. For Jared Vogel. I should say Jake Vogel. Jake Vogel. Right-hander against right-hander. Two on, two out. One run in for a 3-1 lead. Sanchez delivers. Strike one call. Slider to start it. He straightens. Deals. Fouled back. Strike two. The fastball in on the hands. Have at an 0-2. Swing and a miss. Slider strikes at Jake Vogel and ends the third inning for Yeison Sanchez. He does allow a run to score. Three hits in total for the Loons against two different Lugnuts pitchers. As we go to the fourth inning, the Lugnuts are now down by a couple. Loons 3, Lugnuts 1.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder. And our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Now the Lugnuts are down 3-1. We go to the fourth inning. Mankill, Schofield, Sand, Kahn coming up. 6-7-8. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here for you with a solo call with Adam Jaxa on MILB TV today. New man on the mat for the Loons. Mankill takes the called strike one from Levon Reynoso, the right-hander. Where's number 45? Out of Patterson, New Jersey. Reynoso's pitch. Blown away. One ball and one strike on Mankill. Mankill, Schofield, Sam, and Kahn. 6-7-8 batters in the order. Shadows have nearly overtaken the whole field, except for left fielder DePaola. The pitch. There's a called strike. Count is 1-2. Slide piece from Reynoso. Gets his sign from Quiroz. Pitch on its way. Check swing. Did he go? On appeal? He did. Says Rob, the base's umpire. And a strikeout victim. Nankill's 0-2 with a couple of strikeouts. Reynoso strikes out his first. Ivan Reynoso, not usually a strikeout pitcher. 34 strikeouts now, 28 walks. 11 batters hit by pitches. Loves to work inside. 3-1 Loons. Reynoso to TJ Schofield Sam. Low, ball one. Schofield Sam lined out hard to the right fielder Campbell his first time. That against the reliever Brandon Neek. Reynoso throws. Line foul up the left side in front of the Lugnuts pen. One ball, one strike. Brandon Neek goes 2 1/3, scoreless innings. One hit allowed, a bunt single by Jared Dickey, and that is all. Pitch on its way. Fought off foul, over the tarp, near to the screen, and then down pound, bouncing past the Camberwell. One ball, two strikes. The Loons are going to have to hope that their bullpen carries them today. Reynoso's pitch. Fouled away left side. After starting pitcher Peyton Martin went two-thirds of an inning, allowed two hits, walked two, did pick off a runner. But he balked in a run, and he was ejected for arguing that call of the balk. And that was it for his day. So first Neek, now Reynoso here in the fourth inning. One out, 1-2 pitch. Line drive out to left center field to Paolo on the run. It's beyond him. Extra bases for Schofield. Sam off the base of the wall. TJ for second. Pulls in content with a double. Schofield Sam goes opposite field with a spray shot. That dog will hunt. It's his second double in his sixth game with the Lugnuts. And Cole Kahn is the batter. Here's the pitch. Fouled away left side. Three-one Loons. Switch it in Kahn. Bats left. One out. Reynoso's pitch. Bought off, foul, over the screen, back into the seats. That was a 99-mile-an-hour fastball from Reynoso. Reynoso was signed as an international free agent 2 years ago. He did pitch at Tennessee Wesleyan. Interesting to see him as an international free agent. Hometown, New Jersey. Attended the college in Tennessee. And Reynoso, an appearance number 34 of the year. Steps off the rubber. The ERA coming in high. Above five for Reynoso. And at second base, Schofield Sam. Cole Kahn into protect mode. Two-tone bat in hand. Taps it on his shoulder. Waits. 0-2. Down and away. Ball one. I asked you earlier this season, the trivia question, which Midwest League stadium had the longest name? Let's go opposite today. 1-2. Popped up. Shallow left. Third baseman Mangelli goes out. Mangelli makes the catch. And a couple of Loons quickly cover at third, just in case Schofield Sam has any inkling of tagging and advancing. He doesn't. That pop-out supplies out number two. Your Lansing Lugnuts trivia question of the game today. Which stadium in the Midwest League has the shortest name? Good luck to you. Casey Yamauchi, the batter. Yamauchi walked his first time up. Schofield Sam is in scoring position. Now it's down by a pair. Casey takes a ball low. Out of Hilo, Hawaii. What a chance this is for the Nuts to get one back. Reynoso, the righty, kicks, throws, swing and a miss. Oh, Casey at the bat chase too high. 98 mile an hour. Just at the letters and upwards. He does have one of the quicker bats on the team. One ball and one strike. Here it is. Way outside at 99. 2-1. The pitch. Foul back into the screen. Two balls and two strikes. Back to Levon Reynoso. I mentioned that he played at Tennessee Wesleyan. That's NAIA. He was a two-way player. He had 417 with 32 homers and his career there. Two balls and two strikes. Reynoso with a monster arm. Steps off the rubber. Danny Batista Jr.'s on deck. The Nuts are down 3-1. Schofield Sam, a one-out double. At second with two outs. And here's the pitch. Yamauchi grounds slowly towards short. Picked up by Thompson. The throw to first. It's not in time. Yamauchi beats out an infield single. Schofield Sam to third on the play. And now Yamauchi joins Jared Dickey and Danny Batista Jr. as Lugnuts, who already today have a single and a walk. The Lugnuts have four walks. And now they have five base hits. Yamauchi is a threat to steal second. Danny Batista Jr. Danny bats, one for one, single and a walk, leadoff spot. Righty to righty, Nuts down 3-1. Fouled up and away off the right side. Fastball at 97 and right down Broadway. Here's the pitch from Levon Reynoso. Yamauchi runs. It's taken for a strike. Throwing to second base. Off the glove of McLean. It trickles into right center. And in from third, Schofield Sam. Great Lakes 3, Lansing 2. Stolen base of second for Yamauchi. If that ball is caught cleanly by McLean, he might be tagging him out. It might be the second runner of the ball game caught stealing by Quiroz. But because he could not grab it, and it got away, Schofield Sam scooted in. Now the tying run is 180 feet away. And an 0-2 pitch from Reynoso. Batista Jr. chops it down to third. One big hop on Jelly, fires to first. He's out. Side retired. As far as the Loons are concerned, one pitch too late. The Lugnuts do score a run. Leave a runner at second. Two hits. Let's go to the bottom of the fourth inning. The Loons now leading the Lugnuts 3-2.
My name is Luis Fonsi. A lot of people don't know enough about Alzheimer's. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to get help. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at alz.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Loons 3, Lugnuts 2. We are going to the bottom of the fourth inning. And we begin with a called strike to Dylan Campbell from the right-hander, Jason Sanchez. Top of the order for the Loons, Campbell, Nevin, DePaula. Righty, righty. Jason lets it fly. Fouled up and away down the right side, off to the grassy berm and beyond. Sailing over with a high hop on the concourse, and it's gone. I think that ball just bounced right out of the ballpark. Diego Cartaya time taken by Campbell. Hey, yes, on Sanchez. Don't look now. Came on in the bottom of the third and did allow one inherited run to score, but it got out of it. Sanchez is 0-2. Tapper foul. This is an important frame right here with Grant Judkins warming up in the bullpen behind him. I expect that we should see Judkins for the fifth inning. Oh, by the way, today is Grant Judkins' 27th birthday. Two-strike pitch from Sanchez. Brings it. Tapper out in front of the plate. Yeah, on gloves. Had a little trouble getting it out of his glove, but not so long that it didn't stop him from getting the out at first base to Simpson. One gone for Kyle Nevin. I'd like to send a shout out to Harrison Stackpole, tuned into this ball game. Harrison does phenomenal work in Lansing, Michigan. Righty, righty. Nevin takes strike one called. Fastball. Sanchez keeps it right here, 3-2. Well, then we would be proceeding as we actually would expect a Lugnuts Loons game here. The pitch. Bouncer down toward third. Tough play man. Tried for the bare hand. Could not grab it clean. Nevin's on with an infield single. Kyle Nevin has reached all three times. Two singles, one walk. One out base runner for the Loons. Up by one. Throws way to Paolo. Look, not a lot of runs are generally scored here at Dow Diamond. Many more runs are scored at Lansing's Jackson Field. Many more. This is just a good pitcher's park. Righty to lefty. The pilot takes ball one low. So here's the trouble right now for Yeson. You have to give DePaola something in the zone. But if you give him a pitch that he's expecting, he could wail on it. Draws a ton of walks with power. 1-0. Way outside. He's not going to help you out there. Crucial sequence of this game. Jake Garland allowed four consecutive batters to reach in the second inning. Bases loaded, two outs. Garland struck out DePaola to end the inning. The pitch. Line drive. Right center field. Last goes on the run. He's there. Makes the catch in the alley. And back to first base, Nevin. Sanchez falls behind DePaola 2-0. Gets him on the lineout. Jelly now. Loons 3, Lugnuts 2. At first, Nevin will run. Righty to righty. Tried a front door slider, left it in. Mangelli tried to get hit by that pitch. Mangelli has only been hit by one pitch all year. That was not going to be number two. Ball went off. Swing and a miss. Hey, right back to that slider. One ball, one strike. The battle is joined right now. Lugnuts got the early lead. Great Lakes had its starter get ejected. There was turmoil. Then the Loons seized control with two in the second, one in the third. Mangelli takes a called strike two. Slider at the knees. And now you get the feeling that the game is stabilizing somewhat. Nevin at first base, 12 steals, twice caught. Can Sanchez strand him and send this as a one-run game? Here to the fifth. He does. He's likely out of the ballgame. 1-2 to finish it. Mangelli takes a ball outside. The fastball. Mangelli generally strikes out once a game. And his strikeout happened back in the first inning. Can Sanchez get him two? 2-2. A ground ball pulled foul to the left. Garrett Irvin. Right now serving as the security detail for the bullpen catcher C.J. Rodriguez and Grant Judkins getting warm. Sunglasses being worn on the top of the bill for Irvin. Don't need them. Not too much sun to be seen. Field is in the shadow. Sanchez to the plate. Runner takes off. Check swing. Strike three called. And the side retired. Mangelli was locked up by the Sanchez slider. Yes, on Sanchez goes 1 2/3. He allows the RBI single to the first batter that he faces, but beyond that, the only base runner against him, the infield single to Nevin, who he strands. And he sends us the fifth inning. The Lugnuts down to the Loons, 3-2.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Lugnuts crowd is one run closer against the Loons in the fourth inning. And now they come up in the fifth, down 3-2. 2-3-4 batters here, Lasko, Dickey, and Simpson. Right-hander LeVon Reynoso to Ryan Lasko. Ground ball dribbled off his foot and then it beats its way up the third base side. That's smart. Strike one. One in the first, one in the fourth for the Nuts, two in the second, one in the third for the Loons. Lugnuts and the Loons. An all-time series tied up 155-155. Inning number 311. Pitch. Fouled away right side. Strike two for Lasko. Reached on a fielder's choice, but then picked off first base in the first inning. Flied out to right field in the second inning. The Lugnuts this year, 7-8 against Great Lakes. 4-2, though, here at Dow Diamond. The pitch, swing and a miss, and he's gone on strikes. One out for Jared Dickey. Now entering play today in the Midwest League second half standings, Dayton Dragons are half a game up on West Michigan. Dayton 21-15, West Michigan 20-15. Then Great Lakes, then Lansing, right at a lefty. Dickey grounds, foul up the first base side, strike one. Jared has walked, scored a run. Bunted his way on with a single, caught stealing second. Nuts down 3-2 with one out in the fifth inning. The Loons are 18-17, 2.5 games out of first. The Lugnuts are 17-19, 4 games out. Reynoso's pitch, fastball outside, ball one. And right now, checking in with the Midwest League scoreboard, the Dayton Dragons are taking on Lake County back home in Dayton, and the Dragons are down. Reynoso's 1-1 pitch. A broken bat bouncer hit to second, grabbed by McLean, over to first, across his body. Two outs. Right now it's Lake County leading 3-0 in a rain delay over the Dragons from Dayton Ballpark. Get that game out of the delay, because the top of the fifth, it's not a completed game yet. Lake County can go on and win. West Michigan, Lansing, Great Lakes will all be thrilled. Right now, the Loons here lead the Lugnuts 3-2. The pitch to Will Simpson. Way outside to the backstop. Ball one. Meanwhile, West Michigan is at home against Beloit. And the Whitecaps are cleaning the clock of the Skycarp. 7-1 is the score in the eighth. Here's the pitch. Way outside. I paused. I started thinking, would a skycarp, which is a goose that does not migrate, would it have a clock? They have grounded the skycarp. Does that make sense? 2-0 from Reynoso. Simpson swings and misses. Fastball by him. Two balls and a strike. Will is 1-for-2 with a single and a fly out to left field. Two outs, base is clear. Pitch on its way. Fought off, foul into the netting. Wills looking for his 14th homer of the year. Reynoso's pitch. Got under it on the right side. The first baseman, Nevin, hit a foul ground. Makes the catch. One first baseman retires the other. The Lugnuts go down quietly in the top of the fifth inning. Halfway to the house from Dow Diamond. Lugnuts trail the Lids 3-2.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Imagine a world where you're not afraid to go to school.
To ride the bus.
To walk to your locker.
To turn on your computer. To be yourself.
A world where you do not have to fear being alone.
Where you don't feel weak.
Or embarrassed.
Or scared.
You have the power to stop the abuse.
Speak up. Speak out.
You can make a difference.
It's your voice.
How will you use it?
Make your voice heard. Go to OKToSay.com.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Happy birthday, Grant Judkins. Bottom of the fifth, Judkins throws, and it's bunted at and missed for strike one for Nelson Quiros. A left-handed hitting Quiros, righty throws, down and away. One ball, one strike. So yeah, Son Sanchez goes 1 2/3 innings. And he allows two hits. But no runs, no walks, two strikeouts. No homers. Judkins throws. Fly ball, right field. Jared Dickey to his left. Plenty of room. Makes the catch. Now there's one gone for Judkins.
Number 20, Jordan Thompson.
Jordan Thompson takes ball one. Righty to righty. Fly ball center field. Ryan Lasko, a great read. And then he hops up to get it in the end. And there's two outs. Judkins throws to Jesus Galis for a called strike. Two outs, nobody on. The Iowa Hawkeye to the plate. High fly up the right side, but foul. First baseman Simpson can't get there. Baseball out of play. Well, just like that. How about two strikes on Jesus Galis, the right-handed hitting DH, who asked for time here. Loons 3, Lugnuts 2. Judkins from the first base out of the rubber. Batter back into the box. 0-2. Above the letters. Fastball from Judkins, 94 miles an hour. On his birthday, lets it fly. Fouled back into the screen. Drop the curveball on him. Deep breath, wind up in the pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a slider. And a perfect frame for Grant Judkins to send us to the sixth inning. Lugnuts are trailing the Loons 3-2.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. If you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now, because it's 91% beatable if detected early. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Loons have called upon the left-hander Garrett McDaniels. We go to the sixth inning. The man, Nathan Nankill. TJ Schofield Sam forthcoming. 3-2 Loons. Lefty McDaniel deals to Luke Mann, who fouls off the first pitch, strike one. McDaniels. Garrett McDaniels. 6'2", 180 pounder out of Marion, South Carolina, and a hard thrower at that. 3.6 ERA through 8 appearances with the Loons. In 10 innings, 10 hits, 3 walks, 13 strikeouts. Steps back, lifts the leg, offers. Low. He throws right over the top. Peyton Martin, the starter, two-thirds of an inning before the ejection. A 1-1. Oh, and away. Ball two. And Brandon Neek, 2 1/3 innings. Levon Reynoso, 2 innings. And now McDaniels here in the sixth. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. The windup. The pitch. Man, a check swing foul. Bouncing backward. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Man strikes out. Fastball at 95 miles an hour and down. So here's Nate Nankill, lefty to righty. That hit him on the foot. Nate is awarded first base. There's your potential game-tying run. Coons 3, Lugnuts 2.
Baddies, Lugnuts, another one here, batter. Peter Schultz with the same. Peter Schultz, another one.
First game of this six-game series. A highly important series for the Lugnuts. Only 29 games remaining in the season after tonight. Lefty to lefty, the pitch. T.J. Schofield-Sam takes a called strike. Line out to right field in the second. Doubled, scored the Lugs' second run in the fourth. Down by a run in the sixth. One out. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Right over the top. Slider from McDaniels. Nankill spaces out his lead from first. Held on by Nevin. Here it comes. Bouncer foul at the plate. Over at third base, Mongelli was consulting his scout, understanding where to stand. Shortstop Thompson up the middle. On a throw over, and Nankill back in standing. The wind throughout this game has gusted from left to right across the field. Blowing in from left. The pitch. Schofield Sam swings and misses and strikes out. Change of pace. And it was buried by McDaniels. Cole Kahn now, ball one. Switch hitter turns around, bats right. At first base, Nankill, that tying run, two outs. McDaniels pitch, fastball very high at 95 miles an hour. For your sixth inning slang, let's talk about climbing the ladder, that classic bit of baseball lingo. McDaniels to the plate. Fastball high. Three balls and no strikes on Cole Kahn. Casey Amauchi is on deck. Is this the red light for Cole? He takes a called strike. A fastball at 95 and right down the middle. Number 8, hitter in the order. 0 for 2 today. Fly to right, pop back to third. On the 3-1, a hitter's pitch. On its way. High fly, deep left field. DePaul is at the track to make the catch. Right in the teeth of the wind. On another day, when the wind is not blowing in from left, that one has a chance. Kahn timed up the fastball well. 344 feet, says the track man, and usually that might mean over the wall. Not today, where it says 332 to the left field wall here, and the yellow numerals on the green. The hit-by-pitch is stranded. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's still Great Lakes leading 3-2.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country, and tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets, anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
You better believe it. Let's go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Loons 3, Lugnuts 2. Sean McClain, the number 8 batter in the Loons order, takes a called strike from the right-hander Grant Judkins, who looked outstanding in an easy fifth inning. Righty to righty, down and away, 1-1 one strike. McClain, Vogel, and then the Loons leadoff hitter, Dylan Campbell. The windup, the pitch, swing and a foul tip, strike 2. Judkins can rear back and toss that fastball right past guys. But usually, when there's swings and misses, it's because of the curve of the sweeper. Step back, leg kick, 1-2 pitch. A cue shot fouled off to the right. That was the sweeper. Sixth innings length today, climb the ladder. And what does that mean? The kick and the pitch, fastball up high. That's climbing the ladder, fouled back to the screen. If you picture the strike zone, and you picture from south to north, you put a ladder there, the pitcher using the fastball to go up to the top of that ladder. See if the batter will climb up there with them. Swing and a miss. A fastball at the top of the zone swung through. Judkins climbed the ladder. McClain tried to follow, and it's over for McClain. Strikeout at 95 miles per hour. Grant Judkins. One gone for Jake Vogel. Righty to righty. He spun the curveball down low. Ball 1. The Loons batting with a 3-2 lead. The number 9 hitter Vogel is 1-for-2 with an RBI single. Right-hander against right-hander. That kick in the pitch. Strike called. Oh, just missed apparently a fastball that was there according to TrackMan, but he didn't get the call from Stone Garver. And it wasn't very close. 2-0. That wasn't close either, down and away. So back to the idea of climbing the ladder. Another way of putting it is stair stuffing. 3-0. Strike called on the inside corner. The truly smart pitchers who have great command can toss a pitch and then toss it a little higher and then toss it a little higher. And so, therefore, they're climbing the ladder with their pitches. 3-1 is low. So that was below the ladder. That was the ground floor. And Vogel draws the one-out walk. That is your sixth inning slang today. Climbing the ladder with effectiveness is something that the pitchers, in general, you need to know how to do at the upper levels. But those are guys with the carry fastballs. They know how to do very well. Four-seam fastball at the top of the zone and above the zone. The pitch to Dylan Campbell. A fastball for a called strike on the inside corner. Hit the Loons 3. The Lugnuts 2. Vogel at first, one out. Judkins to Campbell. A long hole. Then the pitch. And he missed outside. Slider for ball 1. Campbell is 1-for-3. He followed the Vogel RBI single in the second inning with an RBI single of his own out to left center field. And those supplied the Loons' first 2 runs. Here's the pitch. And that's called a ball. Slider ruled a little bit high. I tell you, these pitches are not missing by much. 2-1. They're just not in Stone Garver's strike zone. The pitch, swing and a miss, the slider, and that worked perfectly low and away. The count is 2-2. Hey, when an umpire is called Stone Garver, I wonder if that sets up an expectation of being stoic. Right, whatever anybody has to say to you, you take it, maybe a grin, but otherwise maybe you don't crack an expression. Then you move things along. The 2-2 pitch from Judkins to Campbell, Texas Longhorn. Long hole, the nod, the pitch. Slider outside. You've got the Iowa Hawkeye on the hill. And Campbell out of Texas in the box. Judkins signed as an undrafted free agent 4 years ago. Campbell drafted last year by the Dodgers in the 4th round, supplemental. Payoff pitch, fouled up and away. All the while, Jake Vogel, who was drafted out of high school back in the third round in 2020 out of Newport Beach, out of Huntington Beach High School. He is stuck on first base. He has not shown any threat of trying to run. One out. 3-2 Loons. A pickoff, though, just in case. He's back in safely. We're about 2 hours into this game. Nevin on deck. Payoff. There goes Vogel. And the pitch is popped up. Out in a shallow right field. Vogel doesn't know where it is. And right field, Dickey makes the catch. And now Vogel hustles back in time. Dickey gave a look. Dishes back in towards second. The ball was simply up in the air way too long. Two outs. Righty, righty, Kyle Nevin. The deal. I call it strike one on a curveball. Nevin has reached all three times. The son of the former number one overall pick, Phil Nevin. Loons leading 3-2. A strike one toss from Judkins on its way. Fastball high. And Kyle Nevin was not about to climb that ladder. One ball and one strike. Single in the first, walk in the second, single in the fourth for Nevin. The pitch, down low. And two balls and one strike. Curveball, called a strike. 2-2. Josue De Paula is waiting on deck. Short lead for Vogel at first. The deal. Swing and a miss. A slider strikes out Nevin. And that ends the sixth inning. Sandwiched by strikeouts. Strand the walk to Vogel. Grant Judkins is humming on his birthday. And we go to the seventh inning where I'll check the answer to our trivia question of the game. The Lugnuts continue to trail by a 3-2 score.
My name is Luis Fonsi. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
Kids, they're just different than us. Finally, their cancer treatment will be too. Introducing the Dare to Dream Project from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Help us transform treatment and care for kids and support all our work at lls.org.
Within 15 seconds of logging onto social media, the algorithm has your daughter in its crosshairs. Congress knows, but it refuses to act. Use your voice. Demand a plan. Join us at the Center for Countering Digital Hate, protectingkidsonline.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
Not quite. If you want to hear Adam, tune it to MILB TV. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here with you from Midland, Michigan. Lugnuts and Loons, first of six. The Loons broadcast squad. John Vicari is off attending a graduation. Brad Tunney is sick. Adam's on the call. 3-2, the Lugnuts trail. Fastball to open up the seventh inning. Ball one inside. From the fireballing left-hander for the Loons, Garrett McDaniels. Yamauchi batting ninth has walked and singled. Lefty to righty. Hit up in the air. Twisting foul up the right side. First baseman Evan. Long run. Out of his range. Out of the field of play. One ball, one strike. Yamauchi then the top of the order. Batista Jr. and Lasko here for the Lugnuts. Lansing has scored a run in the first inning on a balk, and the fourth inning on an error by the catcher, Quiros. The wind and the pitch. A ground ball right back into the glove of McDaniels on one sharp hop, underhands to first, and one away. Garrett McDaniels at 6 feet 2 inches tall, just put the glove right out in front of him, and the ball hit the webbing perfectly. Now Danny Batista Jr. I quizzed you for your trivia question of the game, which stadium name in the Midwest League has the shortest name? There's the pitch to Danny, lefty to righty. Down and in, ball 1-2 Batista. 3-2, the Nuts are down in the seventh. Well, Dow Diamond, home of the Loons, has 10 letters. Step back, leg kick, the pitch. Ball too low. It is not the shortest. That's not Jackson Field either. That's the home of the Peoria Chiefs. A 2-0. Swing and a miss at a back foot slider. Two balls, one strike. The home of the Peoria Chiefs is Dozer Park. That is the answer. 9 letters. The deal. Inside for ball 3. I think the shortest name on the Lansing Lugnuts is a tie. McDaniels throws. Batista Jr. lines it to right. Cable started in. Now backs up to make the catch, reaching out with the left hand. Danny squared that ball up. Two away. And Ryan Lasko will be the batter. The Nuts are down 3-2. Peoria, by the way, is at home at Dozer Park, trailing Cedar Rapids 4-3 in the sixth. The pitch. Lasko takes a called strike on the inside corner. He's 0-3 with a strikeout his last time. The windup, the pitch, very high and outside. They remain in the rain delay in Dayton between the Dragons and the Captains. Dayton in first place, so everybody's watching them. 3-2 Loons, 2 outs. McDaniels fires and drops in a called strike under the hands of Lasko. He uses the barrel, blasts away at the top of his spikes. Knock that dirt out. Step back in. Cock the bat back. The pitch. Smacked up the middle, off the mound, back of second base, and through McLean in a center field. Last goes on. We'll check in with the official score. That ball hit at 91 miles an hour, and it was a skimmer. A4, error on McLean. Ryan Lasko, with such great speed, is on as the tying run. Two outs. Jared Dickey shoots it foul on a line into the screen on the left side. Strike one. Dickey is 1-for-2 with a bunt single, a walk, and a run scored. Lansing trails 3-2 in the seventh. Garrett McDaniels throws. Fouled back. Everything is herky-jerky for McDaniels. That right leg kick. Suddenly the pitch comes hurtling in. And that fastball is 96 miles an hour from the man out of Mount Olive. Deep breath, leg kick, goes to first. Lasko back in. Ryan Lasko is picked off first base way back in the first inning. McDaniels signed as a minor league free agent 2 years ago. 24 years of age. Runner takes off. The pitch bounced foul at home. Lasko went exploding into second. Think that that was a changeup. I mean, McDaniel's stuff is really something. 0-2. The pitch to Dickey. Swing and a miss. Struck him out on the ground. Picked up by Quiros. And he waits so long, he throws down to second base. He forces out Lasko. And that retires the side. Nelson Quiros seemed to understand very late, this is a strikeout, but the ball's on the ground. I've got to do something with this ball. Dickey was already all the way down to first, and so What a play by Quiroz to get the out on Lasco at second. So you've got a strikeout and then the horse out. And we go to the bottom of the seventh, stretch it out. Loon's leading 3-2 at Dow Diamonds.
I want you to imagine for a moment you're in a hospital. You are the patient connected to an IV bag. There's a constant parade of serious doctors, countless tests, endless pokes, and a serious diagnosis. Scary surgeries are followed by painful recoveries. You're in the hospital for days, weeks, months. Now imagine experiencing all of these things and you're only a child. This is why Starlight exists, to bring happiness to hospitalized children through programs that help kids cope, build resilience, bolster confidence, and change their outlook. Programs like gaming, virtual reality headsets, toy deliveries, radio flyer wagons, and cozy hospital gowns are just a few of the ways Starlight eases a child's hospital stay. Because happiness matters. Visit starlight.org to learn more.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Out of the bottom of the seventh inning, which begins right here with ball one from Grant Judkins to Josue De Paula, the power-hitting teenager from Brooklyn. Loons 3, Lugnuts 2. Lugs righty, Judkins throws. And the Loons lefty slugger De Paula takes the ball low. 2-0. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here. Thanks for keeping me company. The wind-up, the pitch from Judkins. A dribbler up the first base side. It stays fair, and the catcher Khan gets the throw to first in time. Boy, that baseball was wriggling up the line, hugging the chalk. Khan had a do-or-die spot. He did. Salmoncelli. As opposed to Salmonella. Salmoncelli. Righty to righty. Takes a called strike one. The first name just rolls right into the last name. Sam Bon Jelly. It's perfect. 1-2, single and a walk. The pitch. And Judkins pours one in a little low. I tell you what, it's there at the knees, but he didn't get the call. It's one ball and one strike. The pitch. Fouled off to the right. You know, yesterday the Athletics defeated the Chicago White Sox by the score of 5-1. Did you see that? It was the White Sox' 21st consecutive loss. It ties them with the 1988 Baltimore Orioles, the longest losing streak in American League history. 88 Orioles open up the year with a 21-game losing streak. Mongelli bounces foul up the left side. We stay 1-2. One out, nobody on. Bottom of the seventh. Here the Loons are leading the Lugnuts 3-2. Now the longest losing streak in modern Major League Baseball history goes back to 61. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Mongelli fans. Fourth strikeout for Judkins. Two outs in the seventh. Now when I say 61, I don't mean that a team lost 61 consecutive games. I mean that the 1961 Philadelphia Phillies, they lost 23 in a row. The White Sox will be looking to end their losing streak today. Nelson Quiroz swings and grounds to second. Two bounces to T.J. Schofield-Sam. Tosses over to Simpson to end this seventh inning. And when we go to the eighth inning, we'll check in the White Sox and the A's. Can the A's send them to a 22nd consecutive defeat? Lugnuts are down by one run here, entering the eighth from Dow Diamond. Stay with me.
Most of us like to be out in the sun,
That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Great Lakes is called upon its fifth pitcher of the game. Garrett McDaniels went 2 scoreless innings, and he struck out 3. He had a batter with a pitch, but that was all. And now Carson Hobbs is in. Loons lead 3-2. Will Simpson takes a called strike from Hobbs. Simpson, man, Nankill, righty, lefty, righty against the right-handed reliever. Hobbs comes in with a 7.71 ERA. Hobbs to Simpson. Ground ball, left side, grabbed by Mongelli to his left. Third baseman fires and nips him at first. One gone. Now Luke Mann. 3-2 Loons. We've stayed this way ever since the Lugnuts scored their second run back in the fourth inning. Well, mention the A's against the White Sox. The major league level. Coming up at 9:40, coming up in 25 minutes. Hobbs throws to Luke Mann. He took ball one, down and in. Ross Stripling will get the ball for the A's against Jonathan Cannon of the White Sox. The A's won out yesterday. Here's the pitch. Mann takes ball too low. Lawrence Butler in the leadoff slot once again for the A's. Pinch hit yesterday and homered as the A's beat the White Sox 5-1. The White Sox lost their 21st in a row. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good off speed. 2 balls and a strike. Mann has walked, and he struck out twice. Another former Lugnut in the A's starting lineup, Max Schumann, shortstop, batting 9. The deal. On the outside corner, strike 2 call. So former Lugnuts in the number 1 spot and the number 9 spot of the order. Schumann's been great, and Lawrence Butler has come on strong. They'll see more and more nuts contributing for the A's. One out, nobody on, break even. Ball 3 inside. Fastball from Hobbs, 96 miles an hour. Did not get the call. Shortstop Thompson is up the middle. Center fielder Vogel shifts from right center to left center. Payoff. Mann takes a called strike 3 on the outside corner. Backdoor slider. Two away for Nate Nankill. Nuts down by a run, down to their final 4 outs. Now, go back to Sunday. In the Oakland A's organization to AAA, there was a game that was marvelous. Righty, righty. Nankill fouls it away. Right side, strike 1 off of the 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He struck out twice and been hit by a pitch. The Las Vegas Aviators on Sunday beat Albuquerque 21-5 and hit 7 home runs. Here's the 0-1 fouled away right side. Strike 2. Max Muncy batting in the 9th spot of the order. Went 5-for-5 with 3 homers, including a grand slam. He knocked in 8 runs and he scored 5 runs. Colby Thomas had an inside-the-park home run and an outside-the-park home run. 0-2 from Hobbs, way outside. Ball one. There was a span there in the ball game. Four pitches, three homers. Ryan Noda, Jordan Diaz, and Kobe Thomas. The 1-2. Inside, hits Nankill. An awarded first base. That's a two-out base runner for the Nats, and also it's the second straight at-bat. The second straight plate appearance that Nankill has been plunked. That was a 95-mile-an-hour fastball that got him on the side. Ouch. Well, well, well. Nankill at first. The door is open to crack here. Nuts down 3-2. TJ Schofield, Sam batting left. The pitch. Ball one high. Nate Nankill at first. He runs fairly well. The pitch. Schofield, Sam pops it up. Left side foul ground. Third baseman Mangeli over, makes the catch. This isn't Las Vegas. No home runs here today. The Lugnuts strand Nankill, and we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Still the Loons leading 3-2.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
On the call on MILB TV today. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here. Jordan Thompson, Jesus Galiz, and then Sean McLean for the bottom of the eighth. The Loons leading 3-2. First pitch, Thompson takes a called strike from Grant Judkins. The Loons are looking for insurance before we go to the top of the ninth. Righty, righty. Grant winds and throws and spins it in there for a called strike two. Thompson is 0-for-3 out of the number 6 spot of the order. A couple of flyouts and a strikeout. The kick and the pitch. Did not chase outside. Ball one. Earlier today, Minor League Baseball announced the July Players and Pitchers of the Month in every single league. And there are some names that you might know. Let's go to the AA Texas League. 1-2 pitch. Down low. Ball two. The Texas League Player of the Month of July was Denzel Clark, the 2022 Lugnut, who hit 371 in July. The pitch, Thompson taps it foul. We stay right here. Denzel led the Texas League in batting average, stolen bases, slugging percentage, OPS, and triples. He had 4 triples. He had 10 steals. The OPS was over 1,100. The deal. Swing and a miss. Slider strikes at Thompson. Grant Judkins has whipped his 5th. 3 1/3 hitless innings right now. Just one walk, the only base runner against him. There's Jesus Galiz. So Denzel, tremendous in July. Blake Beers was the Texas League Pitcher of the Month. The pitch from Judkins. Fastball starts him off. A strike call. Boone's 3, Lugnuts 2. Judkins faces home in full. Gets the sign from Cole Kahn. Deep breath. Kicks. Throws. Swing and a foul tip. Strike 2. Congratulations to Blake Beers. A 1.5 ERA. 4 earned runs in 24 innings. Held the opposition a 176 average. Led the Texas League in RIP 071. Former Lugnut sweeping. The pitch up high. Climbing the ladder. 1 ball and 2 strikes on Galeas. Oh, by the way, right now around the A's organization, Blake Beers started today for Midland. The deal. Swing and a miss. Judkins strikes out Galeas. Got him with the curveball. 2 gone. Beers tossed 6 scoreless innings against the Frisco Rough Riders. 2 hits, 2 walks, struck out 7. And Denzel Clark is 4 for 4 with 2 singles, a double, and a triple. He's knocked in 2. Rockhounds are leading 4-0. They're in the 8th. Sean McLean swings and misses strike 1. Here, the Lugnuts are down 3-2 to Great Lakes. Opening game of a 6-game series. Loons are batting in the bottom of the 8th with 2 outs and nobody on. Grant Judkins is looking phenomenal. And 0-1 to McLean. Front door breaking ball, strike 2 called. Jack Winkler, by the way, is homered as well from Midland. The Rockhounds are 60-42 overall for the year coming in. Blake Beers has been exceptional. The pitch, down and away. Denzel Clark, I expect, should get promoted up to AAA Las Vegas before too long. He deserves it, like Colby Thomas deserves a call up to the majors at some point. I expect we might see that later on this month. Judkins turns and throws. Fastball down and away. 2 balls, 2 strikes to McLean. 2 outs, nobody on. AAA Las Vegas is already leading against Salt Lake 2-0. Joe Boyle has struck out 7 through 2 1/3. 2-2. Line drive hooked down the left side. Foul. Off into the Lugnuts pen. 2 balls, 2 strikes. It stays on McLean. Yippee-ki-yay. Jake Vogel on deck. Jordan Diaz is homered already for the Aviators, up 2-0. Brett Harris, Nick Allen base hits as well. Stockton Ports will start up play at about 40 minutes in single A. The pitch, McLean strikes out swinging. A fastball from Judkins, blazing by him at 94 miles per hour. Grant strikes out the side of the 8th. How about 4 hitless innings for Grant Judkins, striking out 7 loons. That sends us to the 9th. The Lugnuts are down 3-2. The batters do up. Well, Cole Kahn, Casey Yamauchi, and then the top of the order. Here we go.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Come on, Dad. There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
now the ninth inning. Loons 3, Lugnuts 2. Cole Kahn, the switch hitting catcher, batting left, gets things going. The Loons stick with the right-hander Carson Hobbs. He deals. Ball one high. Kahn, Yamauchi, Batista Jr., 8, 9, and 1. Cole Kahn is 0 for 3. Batting left against the righty. Hobbs kicks, delivers, bounced it in. 2 balls and 0 strikes. Tying run is in the batter's box. Kahn's last time up, boy, he took a fastball from the lefty Garrett McDanielson. Gave it a ride deep left field, but the wind knocked it down. No wind right now. The pitch, inside corner, strike call. Patient at bat for Kahn. He understands they want a base runner on the 2-1. Flight foul over the rooftop on the left. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hobbs turns. Throws the 2-2. Line drive beyond the third baseman, Mangelli. Base hit down the left field line. And Cole Kahn blew a tire going into first base. He went right down. He stands up and puts his hands on his knees. It's just a single as DePaola got it in. Cole had a thought of going for two. As it was, leadoff single. Casey Yamauchi now, down 3-2, first pitch, fastball high. And the Loons quickly warm up another arm in the bullpen. So do the Lugnuts in case there's the bottom of the ninth inning. Down 3-2. Kahn at first. Yamauchi waits on Hobbs. Righty to righty. Strike called at the letters. Slider. Yamauchi is walked, singled, grounded out to the pitcher. Middle of the infield, wide open. Kahn is dancing, stays put. Yamauchi lines a base hit to right field. Cole Kahn slows, stops at second. A throw comes in from Campbell to second base. Back-to-back singles for Kahn and Yamauchi. Two-hit game for Casey, three times on base. And the Lugnuts have the tying run in scoring position. And the go-ahead run is on with nobody out in the ninth. Catcher Kiro is out to the mound. Third baseman Mangelli. First baseman Nevin. Second baseman McLean. Shortstop Thompson. And now the pitching coach David Anderson. All out there too. Do you bunt if you're the Lugnuts? Do you lay it down? Batista Jr. has one sacrifice this year. After him, Ryan Lasko and then Jared Dickey. Top of the ninth inning. Cole Kahn at second base. Casey Yamauchi at first base. Corner infielders expect a bunt. He squares early. On the pitch, bunted at and missed by Batista Jr. Strike one. For Danny, 1 for 3. A single, a walk, a ground out, a line out. At third, Mangelli. At first, Nevin. Nevin creeps in close. Mangelli stays near his bag. He's not bunting. He takes a pitch skipping in. 1 ball and 1 strike. Great pickup by Nelson Quiros. What a chance here for the Lugnuts. A look back to second. A second look by Hobbs. A third look Hobbs throws. Up and in, nearly hit him. Two balls and one strike. First save opportunity of the year for Carson Hobbs. Has his sign, lets it fly. And that nearly hit Batista Jr. Slider inside, three balls and one strike. Hobbs did hit a batter in the eighth inning. On 3-1. A ground ball on the left side, grabbed by Mancelli, throws to second one, over to first, double play! Paul Kahn goes to third on the play. Two outs, tying run 90 feet away for Ryan Laska. Infield backs up for Great Lakes. Center fielder Vogel is playing medium depth towards shallow. Righty to righty, 3-2 loons the pitch. Swing and a miss on a slider. Strike one. Lasco is 0 for 4. Reached bases last time in an error by second baseman McLean. The pitch down low. Takes the slider. Hobbs readies, deals, a tapper back to the mound, picked by Hobbs, underhands to first. This ball game is over. The Loons beat the Lugnuts tonight by the final score of 3-2. The Lugnuts only runs, one balked in the first inning, one scored on a throwing error by catcher Quiros in the fourth inning. They had base runners early. They had a couple of base runners late. But in the ninth inning, after the back-to-back singles by the 8-9 hitters, Kahn and Yamauchi, Carson Hobbs got out of it with a double play ball and a comebacker. So the Lugnuts record falls to 17-20, 49-53 for the year. While the Loons improved to 19-17, 53-49 for the season. Final totals for the Lugnuts, 2 runs, 7 hits, no errors. 9 runners left on, 1 for 7 with runners in scoring position. For the Loons, 3 runs on 8 hits and 2 errors. Loons stranded 8. Time of the game was 2 hours and 31 minutes. And it was in front of a crowd of 2,338 at Dow Diamonds. The winning pitcher's Brendan Neek picks up his third win. He relieved the starter Peyton Martin, who was ejected in the first inning. The losing pitcher for the Lugnuts, Jake Garland, gets his fourth loss, allowed 3 runs in 2 1/3 innings on 6 hits. Really, the standout performance, though, came from the Lugnuts reliever, Grant Judkins, 4 hitless innings, 1 walk, no runs, 7 strikeouts on his birthday. He was sensational, albeit in the losing cause. For the Lugnuts on the offensive side, Casey Yamauchi, 2 for 3 with a walk. A walk and a single for Jared Dickey, a walk and a single for Danny Batista Jr. as well. So that'll do it for this game. The Lugnuts fall in defeat 3-2. Tomorrow, game number 2 of the 6-game series, Patrick Copen will get the ball for the Loons. Opposed by the Lugnuts right-hander Mitch Myers at 7.05 p.m. I'll have your call for you. Adam Jackson will continue on MILB TV. Brad Tunney is sick for the Loons. He has COVID. John Vicari, the other Loons broadcaster, is away on a family special occasion. Hence why the Lugnuts broadcast crew was divided up. Thank you so much for tuning in and keeping me company. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. One final time, the Loons 3, the Lugnuts 2. Good night from Midland, Michigan.